Hachette Audio presents Night of Cake and Puppets. Written by Lainey Taylor. Read by Christine Vam and Kevin T. Collins.
Her. Chapter 1. The Puppet That Bites. On top of the cabinet in the back of my father's workshop, which was my grandfather's workshop and will one day be mine, if I want it, there is a puppet. This is unsurprising, since it's a puppet workshop. But this puppet, alone of them all, is imprisoned in a glass case. And the thing that's driven me crazy my whole life is this. The case doesn't open. It was my job to dust it when I was little, and I can tell you for a certainty, it has no door, no keyhole, no hinges. It's a solid cube, and was constructed around the puppet. To get the puppet out, or let it out, in my grandfather's words, you'd have to break the glass. This has been discouraged. It's a nasty-looking little bastard. Some kind of undead fox thing in Cossack garb. Fur hat, leather boots. Its head is a real fox skull. Plain yellowed bone, unadorned except for the eyes in its sockets, which are black glass set in leather eyelids. Too realistic for comfort. Its teeth are sharpened to little knife points, because whoever made it, apparently, didn't think fox teeth were sharp enough. Sharp enough for what? My best friend, Carew, wanted to know. The first time I brought her home to Chesky Krumlov with me. What do you think? I replied with a creepy smile. It was